Today, we celebrate the feast of the descent of the Holy Spirit, or as it is more commonly called, Pentecost, the 50th day after the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. To remind us, just as in Christmas, the second person of the Blessed Trinity was incarnate for us, that today the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Blessed Trinity, was sent down for us. In the Creed, we are reminded constantly that it was for us and for our salvation that all these things happen. The sacred scriptures, the divine liturgy that we pray today as a community, is for our sake, for our salvation, to remind us about the great vocation, the calling that God has given to each of us. We are not people who are orphans. We are not people without purpose. We are not people without a place in this world and in the next. The Holy Spirit is so important because so much of our lives happens in what they used to call the inner life, in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, and only a small portion of what goes on inside of each of us is detectable on the outside. That is why we often ask, why are you so happy? Why are you so sad? What's going on inside of you? The Holy Spirit, the fountain of truth, the giver of life, who tells us the honest truth if we are willing to listen, is what we celebrate today. In Hebrew, we sing a song called the Shema. Shema Israel. Know, O Israel, that your God is one. This we repeat when we say our creed, which is the reminder of the Hebrew Shema. I believe in one God. And then we add, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Why? And why is our church called the Trinity? Because every one of us is a mystery to one another and a mystery to ourselves. In this sense, we may know something about how we work, how we think, and know something about those that we love and we care about and strangers that we meet. But we are always, if we are attentive, surprised to learn something new. Surprised to see how we think, I didn't realize that about myself, is a gift to be able to perceive and to learn something about yourself that is new. And God's inner life is also in some mysterious way a Trinitarian life, but He is one. We are one, but we have a mind, a heart, a soul, thoughts, feelings, hands, feet, but we are one. And so, this sermon is not meant to describe and to explain the Trinity, but to leave us open to the direction of the Holy Spirit, that He might dwell within us, give us strength and perception, that we might be able to live a happy and glorious life, to prepare ourselves for the next. Our life happens a lot in the quietness and the silence of our hearts and our minds. Today is a day when we let God in and say, Holy Spirit, teach me about myself, about others, about God, so that I might live a happy life. All of this was done for us and for our salvation. may continue to grow in your heart and in your mind every day. Slava Isusu Hristu!